NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast, Monday evening, February 16, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery, full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
Sartorius releases annual report for 2025 company. Sartorius has unveiled its annual report for 2025, highlighting its position as a key player in the biopharmaceutical industry. With a focus on innovative laboratory instruments and single-use solutions, the company generated around 3.5 billion euros in sales revenue last year. Stay tuned for upcoming events, including the annual general meeting on March 26, 2026.
PNAG, successful year 2025 for the WattMate marketing platform. PNAG had a successful year in 2025 with their WattMate digital platform, supporting 80 projects with 1.1 gigawatts of output. The platform addresses the growing complexity of renewable power marketing, offering new revenue potential through innovative marketing approaches. Project-specific, market-oriented strategies are crucial for economic viability, with a new trend in co-location battery storage systems emerging. WattMate provides transparency, expertise, and operational experience to bridge project development, financing, and marketing.
Schweizer Electronic AG, change in the executive board. Schweizer Electronic AG announces a change in the executive board, as Mr. Thomas Gottwald, Chief Technology Officer, leaves the company prematurely for personal reasons. The supervisory board and Mr. Gottwald have agreed on his departure, effective February 16, 2026. Mr. Nicholas Fabian Schweizer, CEO, and Mr. Mark Buns, CFO, will now oversee Mr. Gottwald's areas of responsibility. Schweizer Electronic AG, a leader in PCB technology, offers cutting-edge solutions for various sectors like automotive, aviation, industry and medical, and communications and computing.
TCU professor talks Fort Worth Growth Governance on Building Texas Show. TCU professor Dr. Brandon Chikotsky discusses Fort Worth's $6.7 billion capital investment, strategic governance, and successful economic policies on the Building Texas Show. Chikotsky highlights the city's growth in aerospace, tech, and manufacturing, attributing success to collaborations with developers like John Goff and Ross Perot Jr. He emphasizes Fort Worth's unique Western Cheek brand and successful use of incentives like Chapter 312 and 380 agreements to drive quality growth.
Avanti Green Eco Cleaning celebrates 15th anniversary with plans for expansion after experiencing significant growth and revenue gains. The company, known for its eco-friendly practices and specialty divisions, recently won $35,000 in a competition for its AI-driven route optimization system. Avanti Green also earned Green Seal certification, reflecting its commitment to sustainability and responsible practices.
Wade Kastevens launches personal website highlighting real estate leadership, community-focused development, and long-term investment vision. Real estate investor and developer Wade Kastevens has launched his official website, wadekastevens.com, highlighting his leadership in real estate, community-focused development, and long-term investment vision. The site offers insights into Kastevens' background, disciplined approach to investment, and role as founder of Linden Property Group. Kastevens emphasizes the importance of creating assets that benefit both communities and investors, with a focus on fundamentals-driven decision-making and operational discipline. North Shore Steel fully integrates Ford Steel under the North Shore Steel brand. North Shore Steel has fully integrated Ford Steel under its brand, consolidating capabilities in plate processing, structural distribution, and fabrication services. This move strengthens North Shore Steel's position in wear-resistant and specialty alloy markets while expanding production capacity. CEO Byron Cooper stated, "This integration allows us to operate more efficiently while maintaining expertise and relationships. We will continue to serve Ford Steel customers with existing teams and facilities."
Fleet Collect launches IFTTE tracking software and Fleet DQF platform to automate compliance for trucking companies. Fleet Collect launches IFTTE tracking software and Fleet DQF platform to automate compliance for trucking companies. The software eliminates manual tracking by automatically recording state-by-state mileage through GPS. It includes a built-in IFTTE mileage calculator for generating quarterly reports. Fleet DQF portal digitizes driver qualification files, tracking all required documents, and sending alerts before expiration. Pricing starts at $9 per month, with no contracts or setup fees.
Global Vision Technologies moves core infrastructure to Microsoft Azure to deliver faster performance, greater scalability, and enhanced security. Global Vision Technologies GVT has shifted its core hosting infrastructure to Microsoft Azure Secure Cloud Services, enhancing performance, scalability, and security for its FAMC ARE Rapid Case Management platform. This move underscores GVT's commitment to high availability architecture and data protection by leveraging app.
Marco Bell brings editorial-level architectural photography to South Florida. Marco Bell Photo, a Fort Lauderdale-based photography studio, expands its architectural and commercial photography services in South Florida. With a design-driven approach, the studio offers high-end photography for businesses, architects, designers, developers, and real estate professionals. Led by Marco Bell, an experienced photographer and educator, the studio focuses on creating deliberate, balanced, and honest imagery that serves real-world needs. For more information, visit marcobellphoto.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news